Let's go and get some track work notes now with Lizzie Jelfs. Morning, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning all to the listeners as well. It's been a good morning out at track work this morning at Randwick. It was a really mild morning and there was plenty to look forward to and plenty to look out for.
Yeah, well, this week the weather is going to be warm and certainly Randwick, while it was, I haven't looked this morning, it was certainly heavy yesterday, but with the warm temperatures, you'd think it will improve through the week. A lot of interest from Peter and Paul Snowden's horses this week. You caught up with Paul?
I did. I caught up with Peter.
I caught up with Peter,
got the interview with Peter, but I had a good chat with Paul, and they're both very happy with, of course, their stable star, Redzel. He presented a big in condition first up, was able to get the job done, and they think he's taken lots of improvement out of the Concord. So he looks to be heading in the right direction for another second up attempt, meeting again Invincible Star, which will be exciting. He just did a little bit of work this morning, but he's a pretty relaxed customer, and I think they have they feel very fortunate to be where they are with him, because he's just showing really positive signs, very similar to how he was last spring, and looks like he's definitely on track to have another. I did ask the question to Adrian Bott whether he thought that Invincible Star could turn the tables on Redzel, and they both are horses that had improvement out of the Concord. But in saying that, if you take that into account, you would think that Redzel still probably has her measure. So lots of positive and, you know, a lot of unknowns about the shorts because of how much improvement some of these horses are making. But Peter and Paul Snowden are very, very happy with Redzel, and they couldn't be happier where he's heading.
I mean, you look at the race, you've got Redzel, you've got English, you've got Invincible Star, and Brave Smash comes from Victoria, unlikely to wear blinkers on Saturday, but Hugh Bowman's been booked, so, you know, they want to get a couple of Sydney runs or one Sydney run before we get to the Everest.
That's it. It's like almost like a mini Everest at the moment. There's four horses who have already got slots and they're in this race. So just positive from the Snowdens. They're happy with Redzel, and they're not people to sort of get ahead of themselves, but they think he's a horse that is going just as well as last year, and why couldn't he, you know, carry on and defend his title, because he hasn't put a foot wrong thus far, and with the improvement that he had from his last run into this run, you would expect him to be very, very competitive and still be able to get the job done in the shorts. I did have a chat, as I was saying, to Adrian Bott as well about Invincible Star and English, and he seemed to be under the impression that Invincible Star had really improved, and maybe they won't hold her up as much as they did last start, and maybe she's fitter now, so they'll be able to let her roll along like you saw her in that trial when she did get snapped up for the slot. And English, she will be doing her best work late. He thought that she'd be getting back in the field and hitting the line strongly. But she, as a mare now, she's definitely more suited to the tempo of a 1,200 metres. So this is probably just a touch short of her best going into this weekend.
With Peter and Paul Snowden, they're sending horses, I think, down to Melbourne. But one that they've got in the heritage, I was just talking to Gary Moore about Host Wins Supreme, but Neutrality, they've just decided to keep to 1,100?
Yeah, well, when you watch the way he races, he's that type of horse that probably does things a little bit urgently. So the 1,100 metres looks to be very suitable for him. They were very happy with how he raced last start. They just thought he probably wasn't as comfortable on that ground in the San Domenico. And they feel he's very well placed in a race like the Heritage Stakes over the 1,100 metres. They're very happy with him. He looks great. He's really positive signs. He's come back a little bit more, I suppose settled is the wrong word, maybe a bit more mature. Yep. Is the right word for him this preparation, and he looks to maybe go one better in that type of race. He certainly would have taken a step down in class, and he's probably not racing against as sharp a horses as he was last start.
Yep, understand. I like his action. He just needs to settle a little bit. Anything else from Peter or Paul? Did you mention Pure Elation or not?
No, we didn't actually speak about Pure Elation. I didn't ask for an update. Yep. On I had a chat with Paul off camera about Sir Owen, which he trialled yesterday. He's another one of, well, Sir Owen Glenn's, and yep, he's a horse that looks to have plenty of ability, but they're taking it slowly with him. But I didn't have a chat with him about, yep, Pure Elation. I did catch up with Tim Clark, and He ran through a couple of his runners for the weekend. He thought Sedanza, coming out of the Chelmsford, was a very good run, and that she will, he'd be expecting her to run really, really well in the Kingston Town this week. He said she tries her heart out. Her work was excellent this morning, and that he was very positive with her. He also thought a hood in the T-Rose over the 1400 would be much more suited to that type of tempo, and that she's been looking to get out to that distance. And also that she hadn't quite shed her coat yet in those first couple of runs that she's had, and he's expecting her to maybe come on a little bit more from those two first and her second run, and be really suited to that 1400 meter race. A little update on Scholes. He also thought that she raced really nicely in the McEwing against Nature Strip, and he's very happy with where she's placed going forward.
Tony Gollum was down also this morning.
He was. He's got hit two horses, F Troop, in the Heritage Stakes. He's also got him nominated for a race in Melbourne as well, the Dane Hill. So he's not too sure where he's going yet with F Troop. He's popping winkers on him. He thinks that that will help him. But he's, from what I got from the interview, he is looking for a track where he can, and a gate where he can, F Troop's able to sort of cruise along at his own speed and let that big loping action, you know, be able to be beneficial for him. So the feel I was getting that he probably would head to Melbourne, but he still might run in the Heritage Stakes. It just depends on where he's drawn, or both times where he's drawn in Melbourne and Sydney, where they go with him. And Outback Barbie, he's very happy with her. She's just progressing nicely, but she needs to draw a gate for her to be at her most effective, and she hasn't been able to do that this preparation. So he's looking for the gate gods to be good to him.
Yeah, you hear it in races. Just, I don't know what the knacker, but Lizzie, sometimes horses just get poor barriers. I don't know what it is.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, they're all done computer-driven. If we don't hear them, you know, being drawn out live in front of us, it's all computer-driven. But they investigate, and all things are legal and sorted and everything like that. It's just something that just happens. But let's hope. I will say Jim Burns coming down to ride Barbie there on Saturday. I think the jockey that had been aboard has got another ride or something like that, but Jim Byrne has ridden the horse up in Queensland, so we're losing nothing there.
No, well, there's lots of that. The T-Rose on paper is one of the best races before acceptances that I can see on the card. There's so much depth there. There's also horses. I spoke to Darrow Meacher, who's running the stable for Hayes, about Fatou coming up, and he's also got Fundamentalist in. I mean, Fatou was brilliant first up in the Silver Shadow, and she's missed that Furious run. She goes into the T-Rose fresh, so plenty of depth all the way through the card. You've got Miss Fabulous as well, and of course the Snowdens have got Sangeeta, who arguably should have won last start.
Yeah, no, it's a cracker. I love the race for sure. All right, we look forward to having those interviews right through the week on Sky Racing as well as Sky Sports Radio. Bring it on.
That's it. Bring it on, Ben.